Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts, forcing you to get all the government announcements. Told you that was coming. In his own words, Obama says he's a constitution-violating dictator. Kurt Nemo article. Irish politicians grill finance minister over Bilderberg meeting attendance, Steve Watson. We're going to be breaking it all down coming up. Let's go to your calls, back to your calls. I hope some of these callers are concerned about Obama saying, I can launch wars, I can get rid of borders, I can legalize whoever I want to vote for me, I can shut down your local power plant. I mean, is there anything we won't put up with? Is anybody concerned about that? 800-259-9231. Ed in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I thought you guys were going to be at the Hilton, the Dulles Hilton. So I got a room there, and I closed the bar, the Cardinal Lounge there, with drinking with an undercover Marine. And we were talking about you. You were the guy that snuck into the woods. That's how they refer about you. And, you know, it came out. You know, at first he didn't tell me he was undercover Marine, but it came out. And he was wearing a $4,000 Omega watch. And I looked it up on the Internet, and it's a James Bond version watch. What's a Marine who gets paid like $35,000 a year wearing a $4,000 watch? What's up with that?
They run narcotics. Those guys work in diplomatic detail, so they turn a blind eye, at least little kids, women getting run. That's all over the news. Narcotics, 40-something billion in giant pallets that were flown into Iraq. Privates got $30,000. Colonels got $2-4 million, all to corrupt them. And, yeah, every hotel in that area, I don't know why you say you thought I'd be at that hotel. I never said what hotel I was going to be at. We actually stayed at two, and we would never decide where to stay until the last minute so they couldn't break into our room and get everything. We kept changing rooms and stuff as we've been broken into before. And, yeah, there's just plainclothes Marines everywhere. And they were coming up saying, hey, let's blow stuff up again this year, not to me but to others, so they could put out a fake bomb threat, but nobody took the bait from them. And, I mean, what a James Bond. He's sitting there and then later admitted he was an undercover Marine spying on his enemy, the American people.
Yeah. Well, another agent, an older guy who worked for another agency, I guess, he goes, oh, is that that watch? He broke into our conversation. He goes, is that the Omega watch? And he asked him, he goes, yeah, I'm undercover. He goes, I'm a Marine. And he asked him what branch or what thing. He goes, corrections. He said corrections.
You know, all right, buddy. Well, here's the deal. Did you call in about anything, or why don't you shoot video of these undercover guys? I mean, what's the point?
I was sitting at the bar drinking with them.
I understand that. You told us that. So that's the point of the call?
Excuse me?
Are you drinking now?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, Ed. I really do. I was trying to get to the point of your phone call, but I guess you're just saying you hung out with some plainclothes Marines. Well, we have footage of the Marines with their Marine Corps license plates driving in and out. They were there 4 years ago when we covered it, and they're assigned to the State Department. And not your average Marine, but these Marines, because they're part of the house slave Marines, they get to be around the world leaders. So they'd shake their head at us. They would come out and say they wanted to shake my hand and then try to crush my hand. And really acted like mentally ill children. And so, hey, good guys, take all the shots the military wants to give you and be part of what you are and enjoy yourself. Okay, you're on the winning team. America's collapsing. The drugs are being shipped in. We're a worldwide joke by design, and you get to target your enemy, the American people. Don't worry, mission complete. America's done. But we could always restore the republic. And I know that upsets you because you worship the Chinese American flag.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to another hour of worldwide transmission as we attempt to wake up humanity to the out-of-control criminality that's taken over government and many top corporations that live off government monopoly and centralization. We're going to be taking your calls throughout this hour, interspersed with very important news into the next hour. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. It is, of course, Monday, the 18th day of June, 2012. And coming up, in his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution-violating dictator. He says the UN runs our military. He says he'll legalize illegal aliens without congressional approval, even though a few years ago he said that was illegal on videotape. We're going to be playing again. All of this is happening. And, yep, we told folks about this a long time ago. Apple iOS 6, and so do all the new smartphone stuff coming out, mandates government alerts, text alerts, video alerts. Obama, your gracious leader. So it's not just at Walmart now with the telescreens with big sis saying, trust no one but government. Now the president will be breaking in, and it says it will cut off your phone calls or whatever you were doing because government is going to force its way in front of you. Presidential alerts to be mandatory for all cell phone users. Apple eagerly awaited the iOS 6 update for iPhones and iPads will include controversial government alerts that some fear are part of the federal government's takeover of communications networks. Some fear? I mean, they admit that's the plan. I would just add, Watson, that we have warned as part of the takeover communications networks with a bunch of links to where we've said that 10 years ago and a year ago. I mean, in compliance with the National Alert Program, the WEA will be coming to Apple devices that will run on the new OS once it arrives this fall. The iOS 6 compatible devices include iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPod Touch 4G, iPad 2, and the new iPad. This means that users with older iPhones will be able to receive WEA messages once they upgrade their handset to the new mobile phone software. The federal government is keen to implement a centralized system of control over all communications, with last year's announcement that all cell phones will be required to comply with the PLAN program. Personal Localized Alerting Network. Yeah, the local threat fusion center, too, will pop up. In California, they say they want to have the license plates be a TV screen that will pop up, you know, when you're wanted. You know, you run from the CPS, they're going to take your kid because you didn't vaccinate. You're going to be, they're going to call you a kidnapper. They already do. But it'll be on billboards everywhere. Good little citizens will get a little credit added to their little card when they report you. The freedom of it all. And that night, you will be machine gunned off the road, and your child will be with the dungeon keepers. Although users can opt out of receiving the alerts from FEMA and the Amber Alert Program, messages directly from the president, oh, the guy that ships guns into Mexico and legalizes illegals, will be mandatory. Mandatory messages from Der Führer. Consumers will have the option to block all plan alerts except for those issued by the president, the LA Times reported. The thought of cell phone users being forcibly targeted with text messages from Barack Obama during the election season will obviously stoke concerns that the emergency alert system could be exploited. I'm going to have, it goes on and on, I'm going to have Aaron or Kurt Nemo here in the office add my video from, like, what, the last one, it was like a year ago? President to seize control of communications. Guys, search that. What was the name of my video? Here, I'll do it. Watch this. Let me see this. FEMA. FEMA. FEMA to take over communications. And I have links to all the documents, but of course, here it is. Yep. FEMA communication takeover test scheduled. FEMA communication takeover test. There's my videos. And that was from last October. And there's a video that goes along with it that is so very important where I break that down. People need to understand the full import of what this means. We'll be getting more into that after I go to some phone calls. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to Carl, and then we're going to go to Mark, Willie, Doug, Oz, and others. Let's talk to Carl in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, me, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
First off, I am no longer an active duty disabled Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. You asked a question earlier about what can we do? The fat idiot in D.C. decides to declare martial law between now and November, we go to war. If he gets reelected, we go to war. And he can have his little 100,000 Russians and 100,000 Chinese. There are millions of us vets who refuse to roll over for that individual and his gang of criminals.
Okay, now as bad as Obama is, and I agree with you, he's the worst president ever, what about Mitt Romney? If they put Mitt Romney in, they cement all their globalist gains. He just pays lip service to libertarians and conservatives and keeps moving ahead with the agenda. But I get the point of, I might as well still just get rid of Obama because the change up in management might slow him down.
Well, he's walking a thin line right now by declaring himself a constitutional dictator. And as far as Romney, he's just Obama light. First time he steps out of line, he will need to be removed, just like that idiot we got in D.C. now.
What do you make? Because, I mean, I understand your fine line point. I think they went over it. I mean, it's saying the U.N. and NATO runs the military. shutting down power plants, ATF saying they can make rules without law, and now saying the illegal aliens, he's going to legalize them when he said a year ago he couldn't do it under the law? I mean, this is treason.
Yes, it is. And when they had the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff sitting behind Panetta, when he declared his treasonous activities along with the presidents in front of the Senate, they should have immediately been arrested, all of them.
Well, that's what the law says, but the law says you can't have drones with weapons above us. The law says you can't have the CIA operating domestically. The law says you can't have foreign banks and the Chinese government owning our fake debt that they induced us and signed us on to. You know, all day they tell you, we owe $15 trillion. Folks, we've signed on to $600-plus trillion of the $1.5 quadrillion of the banker debt. $15 trillion is nothing. We're not even in debt. Everything is about how we're in debt and how we're bad and how we don't work enough. You got two Americas. You got people working their hind ends off, and you got lazy people. But still, we're not in debt as a nation because of the lazy people that are just there to be voters for the big government. I mean, it's so incredible. This is not our debt. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Yeah, that's the thing. The American people are buying guns. They're digging in. They're getting ready for war. But we need to also be out there in the info war with signs on the street corners, putting up bumper stickers, calling into talk radio, calling Congress, making as big a noise as we can to avert this physical situation. Because the globalists want us all to kill each other. I'm telling you, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Willie in Nevada. Willie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Wiley. Hey, buddy. Sorry, Wiley. Go ahead.
No problem. I've been thinking about this for, I mean, there's a very simple solution to this. The problem is that most Americans have no more faith in Congress because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is representing us. I mean, why can't we put in a system so that when people would actually set up a voter registration, set it up, go online, put it in, and the representatives would just have to vote for what the majority says? I mean, the problem is we're giving them choice to not do what we ask. I mean,
well, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The government's trying to legalize all the illegals because they're told, hey, vote to ban the guns, you'll get more welfare checks. So,
The people, if the people stand up and finally say enough is enough, you're going to start listening to us. You're going to start doing what you're supposed to be doing and do what we are telling you to do.
Listen, we've been telling them to follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights. All those constitutional positions are very popular. People demanded them. The government instead is building armored bases, giant tanks, drones, and weapons. They've heard that we don't like them. They know we hate them. And their answer is militarize against us. Do you understand that?
Oh, no, I totally understand that, Alex. But my thing is that if enough people get together to make something else possible, the problem is everybody is, there's nobody that is deciding on what to do. They all have no more faith, so they're deciding to do nothing.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. We're all busting our hind ends. I mean, we tried to use Ron Paul as a vehicle to at least educate people about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. We had a lot of success there. Then we got horrified to see them saying, we'll just join with the Republican Party. But I understand why they did that. It's a process. But as a people, we have to recognize just how illegitimate and morally bankrupt the federal government is. It's that realization. We can say, well, nobody's getting together. Because through the mass media, through the globalist operations, they've divided everybody. Let's go to another call here. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Got 1 minute, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, as you yourself have said, there's only one silver bullet in this situation. And that is a national repentance, and that means out in public. I believe you've even gone so far as to say we should go out in public along the lines of Nineveh to do this. You're the Alex, you're the only one who can actually organize such a thing as this in reality with your social networking website as well as your show. It can be done, and I'm just going to leave it up to you as to whether you want to take it on. Because
yeah, I'm going to have to – no, listen, I hear you. I'm going to have to not do the nightly news again for the whole week just to try to finish the last contest, hire reporters, and just try to organize things around here. I mean, I can't get basic equipment to work. I'm not – I reach tens of millions of people, but I can barely run my own life, okay, and run this media operation. Yes, We are in the shape we're in because we are a decadent, demonic population, on average. And the average person is in a trance.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this broadcast is certainly the T-Rex of real talk. Unscripted, real analysis, and a lot of days just pure anger. You know, you heard me tell him the last caller when he brings up how we need to repent as a society. Then I go into a rant about I can't do anymore. I understand the position we've got. I understand the fact that we've got a platform that's one of the biggest out there to reach the population that's alternative. I mean, what is there? Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, that's about it. And Glenn Beck always makes jokes about Bilderberg and key stuff. You know, he's cynical, like a barracuda. Not trying to bash the guy. He does some good. Matt Drudge is great. There's InfoWars.com. And InfoWars.com is the only hardcore thing out there that can actually reach some people. But just reaching people, I'm trying to grow to the next level. But I'm always so busy doing the radio show, the nightly news, dealing with everything else, that I've bitten off more than I can chew. I mean, you even take Glenn Beck TV. They probably only do TV a few times a week. We do it five nights a week. And then I do the Sunday radio show. Most weeks that's live. And I do all, and I'm not complaining. I want to do more. But I've got to spend time trying to manage people and tell them what I want. And you know, basic equipment upgrades. And I've got 600-plus videos. Everybody's like, well, when is the contest going to get judged for the new female reporter and male reporter? $10,000 in prizes. It's going to get judged this week because there's not going to be a nightly news. We're going to be on hiatus again, which I don't want to do very often, because I've got to stop to do everything else so I can sit here and say, this one goes here, that one goes there. So I can sit there and actually judge it. And so, and I'm not complaining. There's planetinfowars.com. It's got a lot of members. We're working the bugs out on that social network. Hope you go there, meet people, whether it's for camping, shooting, getting politically organized, dating, planetinfowars.com. I am trying on every front to do more. We went up to Bilderberg. It had a big effect. It was in hundreds of newspapers worldwide, a bunch here domestically, reached a bunch of people. But again, I can't do everything. I'll guarantee you, if our listeners, and I'm not even saying do this, or if you did it, do it on the side of your barn in legal, lawful areas, or go out and find a business that's, if you knocked on 20 business doors, you'd find one that was a listener. Spray paint InfoWars.com, giant, all over the side of a business that authorizes it. God forbid you go big, you know, pylons under highways and spray paint it there. God forbid up on Mopac, Central Mopac, where you go over that hill before Skyway and all that, and there's those big highway dividers they've got sitting there. God forbid somebody spray paint InfoWars.com giant right there. You know what happened to people, listeners in every city today, spray painted InfoWars.com in legal, lawful areas, and then called the news media about it? There'd be hundreds of news events, and right there would just be an example. Why did I do the Obama Joker poster contest? That ended up being in hundreds of newspapers, hundreds, and I don't know, 40, 50 TV stations. And because the media would always come out and say, arrest whoever is hanging up little Joker posters. And I said, hang them up in legal, lawful areas. And then that would backfire and more people would put more of them up. We're going to do that again. In fact, I'm announcing the initiative. We're going to have a $10,000 prize. I wanted to finish the next contest, but I will start tomorrow. You'll start seeing out of 600 or so, the top 50 finalists, because I want to see what your comments are and some things. And the next few weeks, we will get that announced. I'll set a deadline. I will announce the winner next Thursday. Next Thursday, we will announce the male and female winner of that. Okay, so there, I put myself in the position. I mean, I've got to not do the nightly news to do this. I've taken on more than I can do, which is a good thing. I decided to pull the trigger on trying to launch that newspaper by September. I'm going to try everything here. The nightly news just takes up like 3-4 hours a day. It's killing me. That's why I have Aaron doing a great job, McBreen sometimes, but I'm trying to do all these other videos. I'm not complaining. I'm just doing everything I can. I'm doing everything I can to get this country out of a coma. And the people are in comas. They just walk around like jellyfish all day. I can tell somebody that watches TV all day versus somebody that doesn't. People just don't take things serious because they sit there watching stuff all day. And so they think of everything as something you watch, not something you do. So, yes, I am recommitting to do everything I can. And we will. We will, by sometime next week, launch a contest. You'll only have 2 weeks with it because we don't have time anymore. $10,000 on whoever hangs up and videotapes the most. Obama is a Nazi piece of trash dictator. Signs, communist, whatever you want to call him, a piece of trash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know, the big story is that Obama, whether it's our military under NATO, UN command, Congress told they don't have a say anymore, and Congress going along with that, or whether it's Bill Maher saying that if you post a photo of a black person on your website when they're in the news, you're a racist. I'm not kidding. That's coming up. That's like when they said if you're against socialist health care, you're a racist. I mean, it's just a pure weapon that's used. Big blow-ups in Egypt, Syria, with Russia, you name it. Russia has confirmed they're sending warships and troops. The West is sending in Al-Qaeda. Again, I'm not a fan of the Russians, but Al-Qaeda? I mean, our country is run by the bad guys. I mean, they're so bad, they make the Russians look good. That's the point we've gotten to. Are the Russians shipping guns into Mexico? Are the Russians trying to bankrupt our country? Are the Russians putting drones in the sky? Are the Russians putting in smart meters that control our houses and banning popcorn in New York? No! If they were doing one-tenth of it, I would absolutely hate them. They're not. Now they're threatening to nuke Western Europe if the West continues to roll weapons in. Let me tell you, these bankers will end up, just like Hitler, going too far, ladies and gentlemen. I keep going back to the Hitler analogy because it's a great example of somebody getting out of control. All right, I'm going to try to rampage through your calls here in a moment. Another issue, people ask me how to get prepared. We should get prepared. Because if we get prepared enough, the globalists may actually back off. Plus, if society continues to go in the direction it is, we all need to be ready. You can go to InfoWars.com. We have the best gravity-fed filters, bar none, ProPure, at the lowest price they are anywhere. And if you use the product code WATER at checkout, you get 10% off any of the ProPure family of gravity-fed stainless steel filters. No BPA like their leading competitors. Just an amazing system. ProPure, available at InfoWarsShop.com or link through the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, InfoWarsShop.com. And also, None Dare Call a Conspiracy is back in print, the book that woke yours truly up. That's available at InfoWarsShop.com. Along with Tragedy and Hope and other great films like A Noble Lie. Huge library, videos, books, T-shirts, and all of your purchases make this transmission and what we're trying to do here possible. We also carry the Life Straw because in my own research I found the best field water filter, very lightweight. And you can take swamp water and make it safe to drink. Life Straws are discounted. You get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with every purchase at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, let's go to Doug in Illinois. Doug, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Oh, man, I am just absolutely freaked out and upset. It's all coming true. Government takeovers of communications with government announcements, jumbo screens, tattletale squads, CIA checkpoints. Was that rhetorical, asking me how I'm doing? Just Obama announcing he's got dictator powers. The Republicans are saying hardly anything. I mean, what do you say?
Well, you mentioned earlier you were hoping some people would call in with some concern about Obama. And absolutely, I'm concerned about everything he's doing. And as odd as it sounds, something that could even concern me even more is the fact that people in general just don't seem to care or think that it's an issue whatsoever. They are in a coma, a pop culture trendy coma.
What do you do about that?
Well, I'll tell you what, and to follow up with something else that you did say here a little while ago, you guys, you and your team are without a doubt obviously busting your humps, and I think thousands of us individuals, out on the street locally are doing what we can. I've got a little YouTube channel. I've got all of your different stickers going up on street pole signs here and there around my town. And I know, like I said, thousands of others are doing what they can. Forward progress is being made. I do truly believe that. I just hope it's enough, when the day comes. Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
But, well, look. It's time for banner hangs. It's time. I'm going to develop a basic poster design. In fact, everybody start sending it to showtips at InfoWars.com or create a new group at PlanetInfoWars.com where everybody can send in their poster idea that exposes Obama as a dictator and as the government as a criminal enterprise as a whole. And I think it should probably, even though it's been overused, it will get through to everybody. I think it will be Obama with a mustache. I mean, I think that's it. In fact, people can send in their suggestions, maybe text-wise, but I think it's going to be Obama's face with a mustache saying traitor scum or dictator scum. That's it. Hey, guys, Tim, will you come in here real quick, please, brother? Come on in here. I want to have, we're about to hire another graphics person as well because our two are so overworked. I need the classic Obama photograph where it's kind of like Big Brother, his face straight on, posterize it or whatever, and I want a Hitler mustache, and I want it to say dictator scum. Dictator, then scum, his face, InfoWars.com on the bottom. And we don't have time for this. Phase one, there'll be two prizes. $5,000 for whoever hangs the most of them up in legal, lawful places by and shoots video of it and puts it up on YouTube by this Friday. Then there'll be phase two. Next week, whoever hangs up the most in legal and lawful areas everywhere and videotapes it and puts it on YouTube, $10,000. All right? Here's the deal. Because I started thinking about it. They could kill me or arrest me anytime. We've got to use these powerful patriots who are ready to fight now because the media, even though the memo is going to go out, is going to take the bait on this. And they're going to attack the First Amendment, and then others are going to do it. They won't be able to help themselves. I shouldn't even explain how they do it right now. They'll try to block us. But it doesn't matter. I want, dictator scum, Obama's face with a Hitler mustache, Infowars.com. How's that sound? Let's see how they like that. Okay, I mean, folks, you ready right now? And it's even, the money just makes it fun. It's whoever hangs up the most in legal, lawful areas, and whoever, and then you shoot a video of it, and then you email it to contest@infowars.com. It's got to be into me by Friday night, and we will get the poster up by the end of the day. It's a new contest, and I'll get the other one judged and done by next Thursday. This is going to be powerful. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Because I'm tired of just sitting here desperately. I'm tired of just watching him do all this. He is a dictator scum or dictator traitor, dictator filth. And it's perfect putting a mustache on it because they'll spin it to say we're being racist. Oh, really? We're saying a Nazi's bad who's white. Again, this color stuff means nothing, folks. They use that as a distraction to get us against each other. I mean, Obama is pure evil. Pure, unadulterated, crystalline evil. Who he represents, what he does, he is. Anything else, sir?
Just one more quick little request. I'd love to do a loud battle roar with you right here on air.
Let's do it.
All right, one.
I don't have much voice left. I can't do too much. People think, I appreciate your call, my brother. People are like, one time a radio consultant wanted to come visit with me, a big national radio consultant. And he's like, Alex, I really enjoy the show over the years. But I kind of like the voice you were doing like 4 or 5 years ago. Now it just sounds so scratchy. And I'm like, what, you think I have a fake radio voice? Well, what do you think? I try to sound like a toad? I mean, if I focus right now and try to speak, like this, I cannot sound too deep. But if I just start talking, I fried my voice screaming and bullhorning and doing all this radio and TV. I mean, okay, that's what's happening here. But I just really can't roar and scream anymore. I say that I did it probably 25 hours at Bilderberg over 4 days. And then you see that video where I'm around with Tarpa. They're like, Jones is drunk. I'm sure of it. I actually had two glasses of wine, but more like tired. And I was like, very nice, Tarpley. That's good. I mean, my voice, like you've heard cheerleaders after the football game. They sound like Marine Corps drill sergeants. My voice is fried. Let's go ahead and talk to Oz in Texas. Oz, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings from Fredericksburg, Texas. How are you doing, Atlas Jones?
I don't know about that. If I'm Atlas, we're in trouble. You guys are Atlas. All of us together with the idea of freedom and justice, we are Atlas.
Yes, absolutely. I have some rapid-fire stuff for you here real quick. Planet InfoWars, tell everybody it's beta. No one's censoring them, okay? Just back up your stuff and repost it. Okay. Second thing, you've been talking a lot of nanotech lately. Type in Google IVN space DX. See what you get. It's the New World Order shopping list. It's incredible. There's a PDF that goes with it.
Hold on, let's go back to Planet InfoWars, and then we'll go to your next point. I told people it's beta, and it's got hundreds of thousands of people on it, 20,000 with profiles or 22,000, and it's we've got consultants in here. We're trying to make it work. That's why I'm not promoting it too much, because I want to make sure it's – I mean, we've already had this happen once before, and people get their page erased, so there's a problem, and then I get all these calls and emails and texts, hey, you're erasing this. What was your site about? And it was about the Second Amendment. And I walk in the back, and they go, no, it's erasing things, and then or like a backup server goes down. See, when you have a big site with a lot of traffic, but also a lot of stuff going on it, I'm not an IT person, but this is how it's been explained. You've got different types of servers. Like Part of it can be on cloud servers, other stuff on CDN, but you've got to have original, command systems on, server farms themselves. And so you've got to break that up. And so when a server goes down, then part of the site goes away, but some of the site's still there. I don't know how to explain that. And so, people will come in and sometimes comment on InfoWars, and they don't see their comment for like 10 minutes because the caching server's behind. And they think, my gosh, I've been censored. What in the? And they'll post 10 times griping about it. And then later it comes up and you see their 10 posts complaining. They're like, oh, look, after I complained, they went ahead and put it through. This is an example of YouTube censoring. They do censor, but not in the way people think. Always when a new video goes up, it says 301 views, 305 views. That's when you first upload. It's on one server from folks I've talked to inside YouTube. Then once it goes past that level, it caches to other servers. Then they run a program to see what all the different views were, and it integrates it together. And that's why sometimes it takes a day to update. People all think that is censorship. No, that's not what's happening. So again, Planet InfoWars is there. But listen, there's going to be trolls that complain about everything. That's what they do. That's their job. And you're not going to convince them, and they're not going to listen because they don't care. So it's a non-issue. It's in beta. They don't know what beta means. But overall, I think the site's doing good. What do you think of PlanetInfoWars.com?
I love it. I use it all the time. My only mistake is I don't back up my work, and I post stuff on the fly, and then when I lose it, I have to go redo my research. But that's my bad. So hold on.
They're talking to me real quick. Hold on. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear over you and them talking to me. What was that, John? Are you on air right now? Yeah. Remember, we went through a whole deal. I want to be able to have it. You guys never get in the habit of knowing how to do it. It's kind of a Byzantine thing for you guys to put yourselves on air. I want you guys to get on air enough where you know how to put yourselves on air, so that it's not like a big rocket science deal every time you do. So we're going to put the caller on hold, long as this takes, because what happens is they're always talking to me and stuff, and then it doesn't make any sense on air, and it breaks up my whole flow, and then nobody's on air. Can we put them on air now? Nope, can't hear him. This is what I'm talking about right here. I mean, this should not be a big deal. So we're just going to sit here until this happens. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just don't talk to me anymore, okay? Obviously, that's not going to work, okay? Thank you. Going back to the caller. Go ahead, sir.
All right, the IVNDX, it's the nanotechnology of the future. It's the 2045 thing. It's right there. It's a PDF. It's a government document, DARPA. It's in your face.
No, I know. That's why I'm going crazy. We have evil in control, building an evil system. It's taking us to an evil place, period. The proof is now overwhelming. Tell us about the DARPA document again.
Okay, well, basically what it says is that we want to develop nanites that we can inject in our soldiers so that when they go out in the field, we can see where the radiological attacks are. We can see what the radiation levels are. We can see what all this stuff is, and their little nanites will send sensors back, and it just turns them into lemurs. I mean, you're basically going to turn our troops into little Geiger counters.
No, they've gone from saying we'll never put chips into you to putting chips in troops. Officers and others about 5-6 years ago, we know it began, and now admitting they're testing drugs on them, vaccines on them, and yes, we did a report where they said they're going to inject these nanotech in the troops and are already testing it. There's already nanotech in a lot of the food manufacturing processes. It's all happening right now, and it's total dehumanization ahead of there not even being humans in combat. It's going to be all robots with the globalists controlling it, with robots working on robots. That's the checkmate for the New World Order. That's what they're moving towards right now. And they don't care that we know. They're already soft killing us. They're already moving forward. Now, I mean, I'd seen that article Paul did about a month ago. And I'd seen documents previous to that. But what's the specific document you were talking about?
It's IVN, and then you put a space in DX in Google, and it'll come up. It's a DARPA document, and basically what it is a bid list, and what they're doing, it's an open call.
Wait, all I do is put in, hold on a minute, let's see the nanotech reports, IVN.DX?
No, IVN space DX.
Space DX?
D as in David, X.
it is.
Yeah.
In vivo nano sensors for diagnostics, and it's FBO.gov. Yeah, it's. I hadn't seen this one, but yeah, they say they're already testing this stuff on the troops, and it goes right through the blood-brain barrier. And again, the globalists say their big revolution's bioweapon as well are these nanobots. They're really genetically engineered, like basically computer viruses for the brain. And that's all a virus is a unliving piece of data that programs cells that go in and eat certain areas of your brain. And they're advertised that you'll never be upset again because, yeah, you're going to be a zombie. It's DARPA-BAA-12.33 document. Yep, there it is. Quite loving nanotech for the troops, and then use them out in the radiation. It's like, you know, my dad asked a professor once, he said, why don't they use monkeys for nuclear testing? Why do they use troops? And the professor said, because troops are cheaper than monkeys. All right. Anything else, sir?
Liners going out of Fredericksburg yesterday.
You saw what?
Two 18-wheelers full of grave liners going out of Fredericksburg yesterday.
Wow.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we've got to remember here at InfoWars not to over-rev our engines and go 12,000 RPMs and throw a rod. We got people in there setting up new studios, stringing lights, the crew running around hooking stuff up. We are moving forward. But we all can feel the energy of tyranny and the energy of liberty challenging each other. The energy of freedom versus the energy of evil. Good versus evil. And everybody can feel it. I mean, if you're awake, it's electric. And then you look at people who are in a zombie state. Well, it's up to us to shake them out of it. It's up to us to make such statements that it brings them to their knees. The Second Amendment's one area we've been winning. The fact that millions of guns are being sold a month and in questionnaires people say it's because we don't trust the government is a serious vote against their arms build up against us for a balance of power. It's a major vote that people all over the country are doing open carry. There were people all over the place open carry with firearms on their sides at Bilderberg. And that really got the system's attention. All the announcements of spying and drones, it's to intimidate you. We don't want violence, but there is that check there that a government that's killed 262 million people last century thinks it's going to do it without being resisted. They're wrong. And we're not just going to... I'm not even going to get into it. The point is that the sleeping giant is waking up, and I'm running around like a piranha around here during the breaks. And we all have to remember, see, I want to do everything. It's up to you, the listeners, to start doing something. Whether it's spreading the word about the broadcast or whether it's going and doing your own local radio show, if you got to buy the time, it doesn't matter. Access TV, calling Congress, marching, starting a local newspaper, whatever it is, you better do it now. Use it or lose it. People are ready to wake up. And listen, just because 50% of the public or so are in total comas and laugh at you, they've always been in comas in history. There's always been thumbsuckers that don't care. There's always been people who aren't involved. There's always been people who won't listen. They don't count. A bunch of drooling spectators don't count. They think it's work to be informed. They think it's work to be involved. They don't understand it's the animating contest for liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. I thank my lucky stars every day. I thank God I was born free and that I woke up to this stuff. And you ought to thank God you're awake and involved. I salute all of you that love liberty. And the fact that we're so fired up and trying to find out ways to beat these people shows that we will defeat the enemy. Nathan in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say God bless you. I'll be praying for you and your family. I do get a sense that lately you've been saying people call in, they say thank you, and you respectfully deflect it. And it finally clicked. You want us to go ahead and take this movement and just move it forward. And one thing that I think I'm going to get into is looking at the We Are Change movement and actually confronting these politicians. The question I have is, I've seen Tarpley and some other people talk about, hey, we need to go ahead and get everything politicized. We need to get an organization going. Do you have any advice on how to do that, or is there anything going on behind the scenes outside?
Look, you need to look. The State Department's having to run TV ads in Europe saying, come here, America's free. See, they want to shut America down and bankrupt everything, but they still want some of their tourism. But it's so horrible, no one will come. Wreck them. They want to wreck us, we wreck them. They're dictators, they're murderers, they're criminals, they're scum. Call them out. That's the political movement. Okay, our country was taken over. We got to get that message out. Okay, forget all the window dressing, brother.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.